Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Tip number 25, practice voiceover gestures. Hello, and welcome to today's tip. There are a lot of gestures that you can use for voiceover in the iPhone and iPod Touch and all those other nifty devices. But how can you remember which ones do what? Well, there is an area in voiceover where you can practice them so that they work effectively. So it not only tells you kind of what they do, but you can also experiment with ways to hold your fingers and everything so that you can get them to work first try. I'm going to show you where to go to find this particular area in the voiceover settings of your iDevice. So in my case, of course, I have the iPhone. Voiceover is a little fast, so I hope you can understand it. I'm going to go into settings.
Utilities, fold, weather, setting, mess, settings.
I've moved my apps around, so some of them are hard to find. I need to change some things. Okay, so I'm in settings.
Notification, live, airplane mode, off, brightness, wallpaper, general, button.
I want to go into general.
Button.
I want to go into general, and then I want to go into accessibility.
Rows 1 to 8
so
of 14.
So I'm in general.
About usage.
There are 14 rows. Rows. Accessibility is on the second
reset
page.
Button. Accessibility.
13
button.
Of 14.
Accessibility. General. Back button.
Now,
voiceover on. Button.
That is the first option, voiceover. Let's see
voiceover.
What it says when we go in here.
Back button. Voiceover. Voiceover on. Voiceover speaks items on the screen. To select an item, touch it. To activate the selected item, double tap. To scroll, flick three fingers. Practice voiceover gestures. Button. Speak hints. Off. Speaking rate. Speaking rate. 66%.
And then you're going into the voiceover settings. But you want to go into practice voiceover gestures. You want to select
speak
that
hints.
Button.
Off. Practice voiceover gestures. Button. Practice gestures. Touch. Select item under your finger.
And it gives you a big area to practice your gestures in.
Touch. Select item under your 2 of 5 bars. Signals. Practice voiceover gestures in this area. Select the done button in the top right corner and double tap to exit.
And that's how you exit. So I'm just going to
touch. Select item under your finger.
Do stuff and see what it does. So I just obviously touched.
Three finger single tap. Speak page number or rows being displayed. Three finger double tap. Toggle speech on and off. Three finger double tap. Toggle speech on and off. Two finger scrub. Activates a back button with present. Two finger single tap. Pause or continue speech.
When I was using three fingers there, I was doing it mostly in a relaxed kind of manner. Well, I squinched them up together that last time and did a what I thought was a three-finger single tap, but actually turned out to be a three-finger double tap. So instead of saying speaks items being displayed, it said two-finger single tap, stop and start speech. So this tells you that in order for the three-finger tap to work, and actually any tap gesture to work correctly, you need to have your fingers spread apart and nicely relaxed. So that's just a demonstration of how this area works, and I'm going to press the done button.
Touch. Select item. 86%. Done. Button.
Right under the battery indicator.
Practice voiceover gestures in this area. Done. Button. Done. Button. Voiceover. Accessibility. Back button.
Double tap on the done button, and I am back to accessibility settings. And I don't need to change anything more in there at the moment, so I'm going to end it here. I hope that was useful to you. It came in very handy for me when I wanted to practice gestures for voiceover. It would tell me what they did. Obviously, your best bet is to go into the voiceover manual on Apple's website. And it gives you a very detailed summary of what all the gestures do. But that is the area in which you can practice the gestures. And it won't do anything, but it will tell you what they do. So it's kind of like help mode in reverse. Or like Jaws with a keyboard help mode. Kind of the same principle. So anyway, that's simple as that. Hope it's useful to you, and thank you for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.